Welcome to the Augusta Heritage Center, week 5, Thursday night concert, old time and vocal week. I have to say this right off the bat. Well, I'll tell you, I'm your announcer tonight. Behave. For those of you that I have not met in a class sometime over the last several weeks, or have not personally been in a jam session with, or have not personally gone to Hardee's at 3 o'clock in the morning with, my name is Paul Kovac. Thanks, it's great to be here. Thank you. I have to tell you this right off the bat, and maybe we can all do this together. There's a yellow VW bus in the parking lot from New Jersey with lights on. Okay, thanks, that's good. All right, and he'll probably give you at least $15 to go out in the rain to go turn them off for you. So. We have a stellar group of old-time musicians playing for us tonight. Some are born in the tradition. Others have immersed themselves in the tradition and absorbed it. Others are pushing the boundaries of that tradition and stretching it out a little bit in their own music. All of them share the same passion and love for their music, and I think we'll see that tonight. We'll start off, our first guests are anchors in the Bloomington, Indiana old-time music scene. Brad is an outstanding fiddle player, banjo player, and singer. He is also taking to sharing his abilities on the fiddle through his homespun videotapes. He writes a column in the Old Time Herald on bowing, which I read all the time. And if you this week have seen that little 11-year-old boy named Jake running around the campus that plays a lot like Brad, you'll know that the proof is in the pudding, because it's pretty outstanding. And Linda, she, in my opinion, embodies the essence of old-time rhythm. She's the bass and the banjo and the guitar all wrapped up in a little banjo uke. And I predict that Bobby Smacula's banjo uke collection will slowly dissipate after this concert. So let's make welcome Brad Leftwich and Linda Higginbotham.
Thank you. It's a big crowd for a Thursday night. We're delighted to be here yet one more time. And we're going to start off with an old tune from Pocahontas County, West Virginia, from a fiddler named Edna Hammonds that has the unlikely name of Big Hoedown. Thank you.
classes that Brad is teaching here. Actually, the only class he's teaching this round is called Singing with the Fiddle. So he's going to do one. This is off our new CD. It's called Man of Constant Sorrow. It's a real beautiful air. It can't really be backed up by anything, much less a banjo uke. So he's going to play it solo. Fiddle and voice.
Thank you very much. Now, from the sublime to the ridiculous, we're going to do a song about rabbits.
We learned this from a banjo player named Matoki Slaughter. She lives in Virginia, right?
Pulaski, Virginia. Rabbit in the garden, sifting sand. For tomorrow morning, I'll have them in my hand. Are you getting there, rabbit? There, I'm getting there now. Yes, Lord, Lord, I'm getting there now. Are you getting there, rabbit? There, I'm getting there now. Yes, Lord, Lord, I'm getting there now. but you were digging all around. Yes, our Lord made a hole in the ground. Are you getting there, rabbit? There, I'm getting there now. Yes, Lord, Lord, I'm getting there now. Are you getting there, rabbit? There, I'm getting there now. Yes, Lord, Lord, I'm getting there now. Rabbit, oh, rabbit, your ears are mighty red. Yes, Lord, Lord, been jerking on my head. Are you getting there, rabbit? There, I'm getting there now. Yes, Lord, Lord, I'm getting there now. Are you getting there, rabbit? There, I'm getting there now. Yes, Lord, Lord, I'm getting there now. Rabbit, oh, rabbit, don't you hear them hound? Yes, Lord, Lord, they're getting me around. Are you getting there, rabbit? There, I'm getting there now. Yes, Lord, Lord, I'm getting there now. You're getting there, rabbit? There, I'm getting there now. Yes, Lord, Lord, I'm getting there now. Rabbit, oh, rabbit, don't you hear my dog? Yes, Lord, Lord, I'm running along. Are you getting there, rabbit? There, I'm getting there now. Yes, Lord, Lord, I'm getting there now. Are you getting there, rabbit? There, I'm getting there now. Yes, Lord, Lord, I'm getting there now. You jump out to start to run, shoot you down with my old shotgun. Are you getting there, rabbit? There, I'm getting there now. Yes, Lord, Lord, I'm getting there now. You're getting there, rabbit? There, I'm getting there now. Yes, Lord, Lord, I'm getting there now.
Well, so far the three numbers we've played for you is pretty much how we play at home. We play a lot of banjo fiddle duet, and Rod plays by himself some. But when we come to things like this, or whenever we get a chance really, and we are around other musicians, of course we like to play with them too. And it just so happens that two of our favorite people to play with are here, so we've asked them to play our last number with us. And that's Mr. Tom Sauber from California on guitar, and John Herman on banjo from Asheville, North Carolina. Can you come out, guys? Let's have a big hand.
Howdy. You guys kind of match tonight.
Yeah.
Nice.
I noticed that too, yeah. They're professionals. This tune's called Tennessee Mountain Fox Chase.
Okay. A little nose grease and run that way. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Here, the silver Mercury with the tow truck attached to its bumper out in the parking lot, Mercury Tracer with West Virginia plates, is parked illegally, and you're blocking other cars, and John Lilly will personally tow you if the tow truck doesn't beat him to it. Hope we get that. We'd like to remind you that this is the last opportunity to bid for the silent auction, which is all the items have been down in the store this week. And coming up at the intermission, you'll be able to bid on auction items here at the store, which has moved up to the lobby floor here. Last year, the store generated enough income to buy these beautiful ElectroVoice monitors that grace our stage and make it so much more pleasant for the performers to do their jobs. Go ahead and spend your money. The money goes to a good place. And there's some nice items down there, too. Well, let's see here. I think I'll hold off on other announcements. I'll tell you about our next artist. Walt Kochan has, it's been a long road for him to get to Augusta. He's finally here, and he's been up and down the pike. I know that most of you probably remember him from his days with the Highwood String Band. I know for me, seeing him in the middle of that Highwood mess, I was going to say, with that little brown hat and that fiddle, it epitomized the joy and enthusiasm, and it made me want to play old-time music, and it made me want to never leave this fold. And so Walt's actually returned back to his roots in some way. He went back to playing the banjo, which is the instrument he played before he was a fiddle player. And I guess Walt's breaking new ground now. He's played so much music that he's finally, what comes out of his banjo is an extension of who he is. In my opinion, Walt is a banjo artist. He's a composer, and a philosopher. And his last two records have been him and his banjo on the Rounder label. So let's make welcome Walt Kochan.
Good evening. Thank you.
Thank you. It's a real pleasure to be here. I think I played on this very stage about 20 years ago, which is too long to comprehend. And it's been so much fun being here that I've lost my voice, so I can't sing any of my funny, humorous songs, and instead I'll just play a tune or two. And in fact, I forgot my honey, which is in a cup. And here's a little tune, in fact, a medley of tunes that was inspired by... Oh, hey, good, hey. A little medley of tunes inspired by the Quinbys the other night that... One time I played a little musical tour with Bessie Jones, and anyway, here's a tune that goes like this.